joining me. It's Help Me Sips and Tips time. And that is one of my favorite times of the day. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Oh goodness. So today we're going to talk about staying strong. Staying strong. Help me to have to stay strong in difficult times. So I know a little about that, you think? Yes, I know a little bit about that. So today we're going to be talking about what is in our journal, because this is one of our tips for the day. Staying strong in difficult times. Staying strong in difficult times. Let me tell you, I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and I'm sipping apple pear sparkly juice. Apple pear. What are you all sipping? So I like to sit back, sip my sparkling juice, and reflect. I have to take time to reflect, because being a helpmeet that is suitable is very, very challenging. But I tell people all the time, every bit of work I put into it is so worth it. So I started doing the sips and tips because I sit and evaluate. So I thought, you know what? People keep asking me, how do you stay suitable? How do you stay strong? How do you continue to learn about the helpmeet role? So I wrote a book, Help for the Helpmeet, and I hope all of you have a copy of the book in the workbook, because that's step number one. You got to read the revelation about how to become a helpmeet, why God calls us helpmeets, and God's expectation of us as helpmeets. Because even much more important than my revelation, it was Holy Spirit through God. I mean, God through Holy Spirit giving me revelation. And that's all shared in my book and my workbook. You can get it on our website. So I decided to take tips and really share my, you know, kind of my revelation time. So this is the journal, Help Me Tips and Sips journal. And why that's a big deal is because there's a lot of revelation that God will give you, and you need to write it down. I'm gonna sip on that. You need to write it down. Why is that important to stay strong? I'm glad you asked. It's important to help me to stay strong, because being a helpmeet, a lot of times we'll get more revelation when things are difficult, when our emotions are like on top of the world, when our marriage might be in trouble, when we're waiting on God to send us a mate. We'll get a lot of revelation from God. Holy Spirit will drop things in our spirit. And let me just be honest, when it's difficult, when you don't want to hear it, are we going to be honest? A lot of times God is speaking, and it's stuff we really, our flesh is like, I don't want to hear that. Sparkling juice. We're honest here when we're having our helpmeet time together, right? So when we have our helpmeet time together, we're going to be honest about the fact that, guess what? Sometimes God says things to us and we don't really like it. Sometimes God says things to us and our flesh is not happy. And because our flesh is not happy, we often conveniently forget. The enemy takes those ideas, those thoughts away, like, oh, you don't need to worry about that. Oh, you don't need, no. To stay strong, you got to write things down. Because when things are difficult, you got to remind yourself of what God said. You've got to remind yourself of what scriptures. You got to remind yourself, yes, he did ask you to do this. Yes, he did remind you that this was his will. Yes, he did say he was going to promise you some things. You got to write some things down so you can see it with your own eyes. God said this on this date. I'm telling you, we took some time. My writing coach and publisher, we made sure we put the information in here. And some of the information is from when you read the book. You're reading the book, and then you get, oh, God said that to me too. Ooh, I really believe that that's what God wants me to do. Ooh, that's difficult. Or you watch Sips and Tips and you go, wow. Or you listen to the prayer and you go, ooh, I didn't realize that. You write it down. You put the date on it. You keep yourself strong by keeping yourself informed, by keeping yourself accountable. Uh-oh. Time to sip. Apple pear. Mm-hmm. I had apple peach on Wednesday, and now I've got apple pear. You know what? Habakkuk. Big scripture for me when I was struggling in my marriage. Because God told me, write the vision, make it plain. The vision is not what I want. Oh, goodness, that's time to sip. The vision is not what I want. More importantly, the vision is what God said, what the words say, what the Holy Spirit remind us of. What happened when we prayed? What happened? What did God say? What did God reveal? Because you conveniently forget. Maybe God didn't say that. No, he said it. You wrote it down. You knew. This is what happened to me. I was in the presence of God, and I knew I was in the presence of God. When I tell you this, sometimes when you're worshiping, sometimes when you're praying, sometimes you can just sense the presence of God. I mean, when I tell you the presence of God was so thick, I was in the house, and I was worshiping, I was praying, I knew I was in the presence of God, and all of a sudden I said, God, I'll do whatever you want. I want to please you. I want to be your chosen vessel. I want to be the best preacher I can be. I want to be the best woman of God I can be. And God was like, I want you to pray for Gerald. I want you to not give up on my son. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about him. Who gonna be honest? Mm-hmm. I knew that was not my flesh. Because my flesh was definitely not wanting to talk about Gerald Benton at that time. No, 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 and no again. Definitely was not my flesh. I knew it was God. So I had to hold myself accountable, because easily I can say, oh, maybe that wasn't God. Maybe that was something else. Maybe he changed his mind. God said, oh, I am God and I change not. Now you can change your mind, Yvette. You can tell me you don't want to do it, because God gives us choices. He's such a beautiful, wonderful God that he'll even let us choose our own will and not his will. But do we want to? Should we? Have we? Helpmeets, this is not about our will. If you are a person that wants to stay in your will, you will not, repeat, you will not be a helpmeet suitable. You will not. Because a helpmeet suitable is submitted. A helpmeet suitable does the things that God asked her to do. A helpmeet suitable is adaptable to the word of God, the will of God, the ways of God, all of that. And the Holy Spirit will reveal. So you will not, you may be a wife, but you will not be a helpmeet. I said it, and guess what? Not taking it back. Because anyone who's done this for any length of time, you know your flesh and your will has to die completely. But when I tell you how close I got to Holy Spirit, how mature I got. I thought this was about my marriage, and all along it was about my obedience. It was about my submission. It was about me understanding the will of God. It was about me understanding I did not, as a woman of God, as a leader in the body of Christ, I didn't have the option of just choosing my way. My goodness. We're talking about how to stay strong in the difficult times. In the difficult times, we gotta press into God's word. When things are difficult, we would rather whine, complain, or get all, you know, balled up and I can't do it. No. One huge tip: go back to what God said. Go back to the presence of God. Start worshiping. Start praying. Start declaring what God said. That's how you get strong. You do not get stronger by complaining about what someone has done. Ask me how I know. I will tell you I tried it. If I would pick up the phone and I can't believe Gerald did this. And can you imagine? He left me with this. And he won't send me any money. He's still doing drugs. Oh my God, he's just dealing with perversion. He's dealing with the mistakes he made, the people are calling about foreclosure. I mean, there was so many things I could have said. There was so many things I used to say. There was so many things that people would let me say. And let me tell you, I did not. Let me repeat this. I never felt stronger when I complained. Never. I felt vindicated, like I was gonna get back at him. I felt like I was doing my own thing. I felt like I was big woman, but I never felt stronger. No, you know why? Because it's the word of God that makes us strong. It's the will of God that makes us stronger. It's remembering what he said. It's knowing what the Bible says. It's knowing what Holy Spirit told me. It's walking in God's will, walking in God's way. That's when I felt strong. Even though my flesh was weak, even though I was weak personally, my physical body might have been weak. Even mentally, I was weak, but I was spiritually strong. And it's when you get spiritually strong that you can feel the strength of God. Not personal strength, the strength of God. When I started pressing into the will of God, I got stronger and stronger and stronger. I started speaking the word and I got stronger. I started declaring the word and I got stronger. I started praying with fire in my belly. I stopped praying amiss. And I started praying God's will. And let me tell you, when I got really, really strong is when I understood my spiritual weapons. Y'all hear me talk about spiritual warfare all the time. Some of you helpmeets will not feel suitable until you understand how to cast out devils, until you understand how to decree and declare, until you understand how to bind and how to loose, until you know about the whole armor of God, until you know how to use the whole armor of God, until you understand that you have authority over generational curses, over things that are hindering your family. You got to know spiritual warfare and not know about it, but know how to use it. Know what's going on. I'm not saying everybody needs the level that I needed. The situation I was in, the war I was in order for me to feel strong, I had to cancel the assignment. I had to come after the devil. I had to decree and declare. I had to get stronger because the devil was coming after me. And at first he was weakening me because he was making me feel like I was a loser until I realized, wait a minute. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a daughter of the King. I have authority and power to tread on serpents, to stomp down serpents. I'm a helpmeet suitable, so my heel is going to go on the head of serpents and crush them. Excuse me while I understand my authority in the earth, while I know and understand. I grew up in a church where no one talked about demons. I grew up in a church where I asked the pastor myself. I read this book about casting out devils. He actually patted me on my shoulder and he said, oh, honey, we don't talk about that. Now, I love him and I honored him. I did not disrespect him, but I studied. I had to go in for myself because I was in a spiritual war. And at the time, when I was growing up, they didn't want to talk about demons. Thank God I was then placed under an apostle that wanted to learn about spiritual warfare, that wanted to teach me about apostolic knowledge, wanted to teach me about my prophetic advantage. We studied, we went to conferences, we understood our weapons, we did everything we needed to do to learn our authority, and then we taught others, and that's what I do. I love to do it. You know why? Because I don't want to see another help me lose the battle against Satan. Jesus died so we could win, but we've got to win his way. We've got to win with our spiritual knowledge, with our spiritual influence, with our spiritual authority. Do you know how to use your authority? Because that's how you stay strong in the difficult times. It is not yelling and complaining. It is not calling people names. It is not picking up the phone and complaining to other people and have them jump on the bandwagon, disrespecting your king, dishonoring his name, speaking about things that you don't want to see. That's not how you get strong. You will never feel stronger when you dishonor your king. Never. You know when you'll feel strong? You'll know you're in God's will when your flesh has to die, when you fasted, when you've prayed, when you know you're doing the will of God, even beyond what other people think. You will feel strong in the Lord because that's when it's in the power of his might. Hey, you'll be strong in the Lord. There's no other strength stronger than that. There's no other strength stronger than the strength of the Lord. Physical strength and mental strength is great, but that spiritual strength, my God, that's what we need. We need it all. Don't leave out physical strength. Don't leave out mental strength. And don't leave out spiritual strength. We need it all. So in order to be strong in difficult times, you got to know your authority. You got to get some help and make sure you're healed. Because when your heart is hard, you cannot get strong. When you don't know your weapons, you won't be strong enough to handle certain situations, certain things. You got to hide the word in your heart so you do not sin against God. And you got to get in God's will and God's word. Study to show yourself approved and get stronger and stronger in the will of God. Write the vision and make it plain. That's what's going to strengthen you. Because when you get weak, you realize like, ooh, God's word is strong. God's word is true. I won't forget it. I won't stop thinking about it. I'm going to speak the vision. I'm going to speak what God says and not what I want. I'm going to look back at what God promised me. I'm going to look back at the vision. I'm going to look back at that scripture I studied. I'm going to look back at that tip I heard. Now I'm stronger. Now I can fight. Now I'm ready. I'm going to go back to my resources. I'm going to dig in, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get stronger in the Lord. That's how we deal with difficult times. People ask me all the time, how did you do it? God. How did you do it? Worship. How did you do it? Study. I prayed. I wouldn't give up. I stopped whining and complaining. I stopped telling people my business because they didn't understand what I was doing. And guess what? I probably wouldn't have understood it if I told me what I was what God was telling me to. So I stopped complaining to other people. Kept things to myself. I tapped in. And then I crushed the devil with every scripture I knew how. I learned how to decree. I learned how to declare. I fought the devil for my husband, for my destiny, for my purpose. I fought the devil. God said, you're in a tug of war and Satan is winning, but you will win. You've got you've got 2/3 of the angels behind you. You've got my word behind you. You've got Holy Spirit behind you. I just need you to get in the fight. I just need you to get in the fight. You get in the fight with me and you win. The only fight we lose when we have the word of God is the fight we don't enter. Woo! That's worth sipping. The only war we lose in this is the war we don't enter. If we walk away, if we tell God no, if we wimp out, if we say I'm too weak and I can't do it. That's the one war we don't win, but the war we enter, and we use the weapons of warfare, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We win when we pull down the strongholds. We win when we use our mighty weapons of warfare. We got to use our weapons of warfare. We got to know what's happening in the word of God. We got to know what's happening in our past, what's happening in our feelings, what was happening in our bloodline. We got to know what's going on because we're going to win this battle. We're not giving up. We're not stopping until we see what we've prayed. We got to pray it until we see it. And then when we see it, we protect it. Don't stop at just seeing it. Oh, now that I see the promises of God, oh no, I protect it. I plead the blood of Jesus. I anoint my husband. I decree and declare and pray. Y'all join me on Tuesdays, but I pray like that. I decree like that. I still anoint my husband. I still watch for demonic assignments. I got to see it, and then I pray it until I see it, and when I see it, I protect it. I intercede. I do what God asked me to do. I do what God asked me to do. So that's how you stay strong in difficult times. That's a question I get a lot in one-on-one counseling and coaching and in my mentoring program. So if you want information, if you need a mentor, I am mentoring some of the most amazing women in the body of Christ who have committed to understanding spiritual warfare, who have committed to being a helpmeet that is suitable, who has committed to be healed so that they can help their spouse, so that they can be prepared when they get married, so that they can say to the enemy, I am not backing down. I'm going to do what God says, and I'm going to have what God promised. And if you need one-on-one individual sessions. That information is on our website, geraldandyvette.com. Mentoring, one-on-one sessions. And if you don't do that, we have resources. Go to the website, get the book and the workbook. Don't do this alone. You've got to study, you got to prepare, you got to sharpen your weapons, and you got to win and stay strong in the difficult times. Well, thanks for joining me for my sip time. I had apple pear today during my Help Meet Sips and Tips. This is my sparkling juice. Yes, hold on to the strength of God. We learn how to be strong in the difficult times, because this is a war and we win. This is a war and we definitely win. So thanks for joining me on Help Meet Sips and Tips. Let other people know about our ministry, geraldandyvette.com. I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet book and workbook, co-author of Bent But Not Broken, which has our testimony and information about how my husband was delivered from all kinds of addictions and hindrances, and how our love story turned into a nightmare. But then now again, with God's grace, God's mercy, and understanding spiritual warfare and learning how to be a helpmeet suitable, we're now back to our love story again. God will reconcile and God will restore, but we've got to put in the work. We've got to put in the work. Marriage works if you work it, and we're going to be helpmeets that are suitable. I'm Yvette Benton. And I'm a helpmeet suitable, and I'm sipping apple pear today. Thank you so much for joining me during my sparkling juice time.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.